Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about the difference between just knowing that something is a fact and having faith in the fact and acting on it. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroyed it they never can.
You can honestly believe something is a fact, but if you don't act upon it, then it is only a stated belief, but it's not faith. For example, after terrorists attacked our nation through the towers in New York and the Pentagon and then the airplane in Pennsylvania, we can say, boy, we're in a dangerous time. And when we go to a high alert, we can say, oh, yes, I believe that it's a dangerous time. But if you get on and off the airplanes and jets and you just go about and you say, well, look, why should they even monitor us? Why should they even check to see if there's weapons on our body and on our person? I just want to get on a jet that doesn't check for those things. Well, you can say you believe that there's a danger. But, my friend, if you don't go along with what's happening there and you don't allow yourself to be checked, you want to be on something that doesn't get checked out, then, my friend, you're saying that there is a danger is only a statement. It is not a faith. Now, why look into a mirror? Is it to see how handsome we are so we may feel good about ourselves and admire ourselves? Well, of course not. Many of you men are like me. You shave in the shower. And then some of you, I don't do this, but some of you keep your hair burned in order to avoid having to look in the mirror so much. We look in a mirror to see what needs to be fixed. We look in the mirror to see what needs to be straightened out. Now, as the looking glass shows us spots and defilements, things that are on our face and on our person, so the Word of God reveals our sin and failure. Now, is it negative to look in a mirror and point out problems that can be fixed? For example, if there's dirt on the face, you can see that. It needs to be fixed. If you need to be shaved, you can see it in the mirror, and then you can do something about it. So, is it negative to see that you need those things? No. Well, we look into the Word of God, and it shows us these things in our life that need to be fixed. We need to fix it. Now, also you can look in a mirror and say, well, hey, my hair looks good, or everything's straight, I can go. Then you're not going out there wondering, well, I wonder if my hair's messed up, or I wonder if there's dirt on my face, or something else is wrong. And you're not worried about that now because you've already checked it, and you can go out in the confidence that you know by faith, having looked in the mirror. Well, in the same way, you can look into the Word of God, and if you're living right, you're doing right, you can know it, and you can be assured. And my friend, the Bible talks about the return of Jesus Christ, that you can have confidence at His appearing as a Christian, rather than to be ashamed, because you're living according to the Word of God. Now, He is saying here, if you look in the mirror, and you see dirt, but then you go away, and you do nothing about it, you have not used the mirror properly. Aren't we reminded of the people in Ezekiel's day and Jeremiah's day? Says, whatsoever you say, we'll do it. Happened with Moses as well. Whatsoever you say, we'll do it. He told them. They didn't do it. But their words sounded good. And hearing the right words and saying the right words, but not doing, still ends in failure. some of you mothers know exactly what we're talking about here. You send your little boy to wash his hands for supper. He gets in the bathroom. He starts looking in the mirror. He makes every face imaginable. Then he starts checking out his muscles. After about 15 minutes, he comes back to the table and sits down, and you look, and his hands are just as dirty. And you say, "Why didn't you wash your hands while you were in there?" Well, when we look into the Word of God so as to see ourselves, that is our true state and condition, then we're ready to dress ourselves anew by the mirror of God's Word. And to make ourselves more like that which he wants to present to himself without spot or wrinkle. We go to the Word of God. Why? Because the Bible is the written Word. Jesus is the living Word. And so the Word of God as a mirror, whether it is referring to the written Word or whether it's referring to the living Word, Jesus Christ, in either case, it is showing us what we should be, and it allows us to look into that and to try to pattern ourselves and to make ourselves and to commit ourselves to doing those things that make us more like Christ. And by the way, isn't that one of the promises that we find in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2 and 3? We don't know what it shall be, but we know that when we shall see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope purifieth himself even as he is pure. Why would you purify yourself? Because you're seeing him as he is, and that's the way you want to be. Romans 8:29 lets us know that he is trying to conform us to the image of his Son, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. He wasn't talking about salvation, getting saved there. He's talking about the Christian, the one that's already saved, being conformed to the image of God's Son. So again, when we look into the Word of God so as to see ourselves, our true state and condition, then we're ready to dress ourselves anew by the mirror of God's Word. We're ready to make ourselves more like that that he wants. Here now is a clear distinction between those who are hearers and doers as opposed to those who are hearers only. Faith, we are told, cometh by hearing. But if we do not act on what we hear, then we do not have faith. Verses 23 and 24 are telling us, if you hear the word of God, either by preaching, by teaching, by personal study and meditation, and you find out what you're supposed to do, and you don't do it, you're as foolish as a person who looks in the mirror, sees what needs to be done, but does not do it. Remember the story of John Mark in Acts chapter 13? He was called to the work of missions and went with Paul and Barnabas. But when he got out there, he obviously disagreed with something. It may have been the conditions, something Paul or Barnabas was doing. Or he did not like the methods and other things that he saw going on. He probably felt like, I should go. Because he left and went back, instead of learning from it, he allowed the negatives or the things he did not agree with drive him away from a place where he had been called. He allowed those things to drive him away from a work that God had called him to do. Maybe he wanted to do something he considered a good work. It may have been a good work, but it was not what the leadership, Paul and Barnabas, were led of God to say was all right and let's do it. And you see, the problem was not a moral problem and it wasn't a doctrinal problem. And John Mark left from them, perhaps because he forgot the call. The call had come through prayer and the Word of God. And we can lose sight of what the mirror of God's Word shows us as our need in carrying out the will of God. When you're thrown a curve in life, God had a purpose for it. Don't quit what God's given you to do. Learn. I had a young man one time come up to me, and he was upset because he had been helping the youth, and the youth director found out that he had been listening to some tapes with the religious rock music, and not only that, but trying to get other teenagers to do the same thing. And so he let him know that he couldn't help him anymore until he got away from that. And he come to me and he says, you know, I really feel God wants me to help the teenagers, and I don't have the same conviction that he has about it. Now, rather than to try to convince him, because he'd already heard me preach against it, rather than try to convince him that his position was wrong, I said this. You know, if God calls you to a place, and the preacher says, you can't serve here unless you wear white socks. You got to wear a black suit and a white sock every time you come in these doors. And my friend, there is nothing scriptural about that. However, if it's God's call for you to work there in that place, then you wear the white socks and the black suit. To the Hebrew, become a Hebrew. To the Gentile, become a Gentile. And yet, never, never, never compromise the holiness or righteousness of God. If a person sees that his or her face is dirty when they look in a mirror, but they don't wash it, they can end up forgetting about it. Oh, sure, he saw it. And sure, it was true. But he does nothing about it. Well, in the same way, there lies a danger in attending church services. Many times we go to church, we hear the right that we should do and the wrong we should not do. But if our lives do not change, it is again as foolish as the person who looks in the mirror, sees he forgot to put his teeth back in, and he goes out the door and realizes when he finally gets to work and he starts to speak that he forgot to put the teeth back in his mouth. Now, that may seem a little funny, but you know, that's no more foolish or ignorant, nor is it what we might call scatterbrained, than leaving church and not doing what the Lord has shown us to do through His preached or taught word. Sometimes we can harden ourselves and decide, I'm not going to listen. I disagree. But there is no scriptural reason for your stand. You see, the preacher, the teacher, the evangelist, their burden is to tell all the truth. The listener's burden is to listen and do. Because that is the way God wants it. Then we look at verse 25. He says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.